For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Find the game.
It is 8 o'clock. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. It is time for the wake-up call. You can call us at 404-726-0929. And you guys trying to figure out the song?
No, it's just a completely different feel of musical selection when Day-Day is behind the board than when Dylon is back there.
He's got a wide, Day-Day's got a wide range, dude.
And I appreciate yeah.
wide
that,
range. I do too.
Well, it's because yeah, it's the range. Artist in him. He appreciates all forms of music. Is? Yeah. Because yeah. he was a rapper.
Yeah, I know he was. Were you ever DJ, Day-Day? You ever DJ?
No, never DJ. Well, I take
do
that
you
back.
Have
I tried to DJ for a slight minute.
Do yeah. you have a track or two that we can, I would like to
sample?
I yeah. do. I gotta find, I know where one is, I believe. I gotta kind of go through my emails because my guy, DJ Nabs, I don't know if you guys are familiar with him. That's who I used to do my music with, but he sent me a couple some years back when he was kind of like going from putting stuff, you know, digitizing everything, yeah. and he sent me a couple of MP3s. Of
when's the last time
that when, I actually yeah. hit some spit some bars?
Yeah.
Oh, it's been years, probably at least 20 years, maybe.
Wow.
So these are,
wow.
dust these off.
Yeah, I got to dust them off.
Well, I knew you were going that direction when you said when he digitized everything.
I know. I was like, yo.
Does your wife know that you used to?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
of course,
yeah.
Right? How we got her?
No, that's definitely not how I got
no.
He rolled up with his Louis carry-on and his crossbody, and he was like, what's up?
He spit some.
Nah, man. We don't do crossbodies.
Spit some fireworks. Think of the.
Drop the hot 16. Spit a hot 16.
Dylon. Okay, anyway.
I could see. I bet you Dylon's over there in Brazil right now rocking a crossbody.
100%.
It's
Gucci,
probably got an Eagles logo
like
on it.
Oh, my goodness.
Guaranteed.
All right. As I mentioned, it is time for the wake-up call. You can give us a shout, 404-726-0929. You can tell us your thoughts on the Falcons and the expectations for the pass rush this season. Why will this be a breakout season? And or Bijan, why is he even more set up for success this year? Or we can get into the lame or corny discussion, which I am neither. So, all right, let me go to the lines now. We got Kareem waiting on us. Good morning, Kareem.
Good morning, Chef. How y'all doing?
What's up, buddy?
Good, and you?
Hey, Chef, I'm good. Listen, I'm going to have to ride with my boy, Bo Morgan, a.k.a. Squid, because I'm a big W Sox fan.
Yeah.
I'm not in the nation.
But
I ain't with no crossbody bag. If a man wearing a crossbody bag, that's a no-go. Not from where I'm from. I'm from Cottage Park. We don't rock like that, right? You can't do it. When I travel, I got the Louis Duffel, right?
Yeah.
Cartier,
oh.
Louis Duffel. Driving shoes on, right? Driving loafers on, right? You know? It got to match your swag. Crossbody
right.
bag,
okay.
It doesn't do it for me.
All right.
Thank
Fair
you,
enough.
Kareem. I feel vindicated.
I was asked in the which one Wednesday. Now, I don't have an issue with the Louis Duffel. I have no issue with
That's
that.
True.
All right.
The question was,
you've
which
never
one's
said
classier.
Anything negative about it.
The question was, yeah, I'm going for practicality. And so for me, practicality is just having the crossbody. But if you're traveling, yes, you need a bag.
Yeah. And I'm only traveling for like a day and a half, 2 days, and I have limited amount. Jake hit us up on Twitter, Tiff, and he was talking about the sleeping away or at home. And he was like, look, man, you bring your own pillow, you bring a box fan. And I hit him back. I go, Jake, I don't have unlimited amount of items I can take on the Falcons
if you're
plane.
If you're driving.
Yeah. I was like, if I get on there with a box fan And, you know, like, my own pillow, B. Ruth's going to be like, nah, man, you got to leave that on the bus, all right?
Options are endless.
We also want to call attention to our buddy Chris out there on Twitter. Tweeted at us. He said, you all should be concerned that Tiff would rather sleep in a hotel than at home. Need to buy her some 1,000-count sheets or teddy bears or something. She definitely lost.
Look, I've been out here hustling for a mattress deal, okay? Have I slid into some DMs of mattress providers? I have. I'm not ashamed.
Oh, boy.
A teddy bear? No. Not need stuffed animals anymore.
I don't know. I'm calling foul on Jake, though, that said, the pillows. He said if he has to get on a plane and he can't bring his box fan, he said he just buys one from Walmart and then returns it before he leaves wherever he was going.
That's a pro move. I'm in a city for 18 hours. I do not have this time.
This is totally off subject, but I do want to applaud myself. I did it again where I got dropped off after traveling and I timed out my DoorDash order because there was no food.
Oh, that's so solid.
So pull up and DoorDash pulls up, boom.
What type of fare
did
you go
with? It takes a lot of skill to do.
What type of fare?
Ramen.
It was ramen.
So okay. I did Virginia. Yeah. And I shout out to them. But anyway, it timed out very well and I'm just proud of myself again. I start the process on the plane train. Smart. And then I may have placed the order when I'm in the car.
I will say, Tiff, you'd have been proud of me. I did that during training camp. Bo and I were headed to Flowery Branch, and I woke up in the morning, and I got on my phone, and I did a pickup order at Whataburger up in Buford. And I was like, yo, I don't want to wait in that drive-thru line. I'm just slide through there and grab this thing, and I did. I said, Bo, I'm going to be late. And I said, no, I'm not. I'm going to go ahead and put in this to go.
Was that the time that it sat in your bag for 2 hours before you decided to hand them out?
That's exactly when it was.
It's unfortunate. All right, back to the lines we go. We got Skip waiting on us. Good morning, Skip.
Mike Mafia, flip, we gonna do this, baby.
Flip. Tell him about his skill.
Princess Rocky, how you doing?
What?
Princess Rocky, with a Rocky theme song.
Oh, my goodness. I'm good.
Squid, how you doing there, sir?
He's not in a good mood.
I'm fantastic. Skipper, how are you?
He lost.
I'm doing okay. Okay, I got one Braves question. I got a Braves question, and I got one animal thing for y'all too. Okay, and a Braves question: if the Braves make the playoff, if they make it, is Brian Snicker manager of the year in the National League? You think? I mean, who else can be National League if the Braves make a playoff with all the injuries we had?
And give us your other question too.
Okay, and the animal question. I know y'all animal lovers and stuff. I was in the yard cutting the grass the other day, and I saw a turtle without his shell. I saw a turtle without his shell. Is that turtle considered homeless, or he just butt turtlenecked?
All right. Thanks, Skip. All right, let's answer the first one first. Is Snick?
I think you'd be hard-pressed to find somebody that's done a better job managing the injuries that Brian Snicker has. I don't know. There's been some craziness that have gone on with some other teams. I know the Brewers and their situation, Craig Council leaving and headed to Chicago, and they're in a pretty good spot as well. So, you could look at it you could look at a number of different places. But there's a big hurdle left if they're going to make the playoffs between now and then.
Yeah, I think it's who would deserve it, but I don't think they would give it to him. I think Carlos Mendoza might get it before with the job he's done with the Mets, and whether you like it or not, that was a team that was had zero expectations. So the fact that they're in a pennant race, I just don't think they would give it to him. I really don't. That's just my thought. I do think he's done probably one of his best manager jobs ever, if not the best. You know, 21 stands out with what he did, but this is right up there.
Look, I know what you're looking at, Mike, and I see Squidvillian's tweet as well. And I will get to that in just a second, but first let me go to Chief.
That's pretty good.
Good morning, Chief.
What's happening, Chief?
What's happening, Chief? So my girl, you having a problem with mattresses, huh? You know, I told Dylan, Dylan, he had a problem with one TV, and I tried to get him a TV off of Old National behind the flea market.
Oh, my God, I forgot
about
that.
I found the holy grail of mattresses. It was at a fancy hotel I was at. But I'm working on it.
You got to hook up on mattresses, Chief? I might have to get in touch with you.
Oh, yeah. You know, we hit up the Days Inn over here over Old National. So, we hit the Days Inn up. So, we got matches in the back of the old, back Old National flea market still. But my question for you guys today is, this football weekend is coming up, and I like me a big breakfast, right? So what are you guys thinking? I'm going to go with what you guys think this weekend for my Sunday breakfast. Whatever. We got waffles, pancakes, or French toast. What do you guys think?
Ooh. Well, I'm going to tell you something. At one point in time, was nicknamed Flapjack Squidbilly. I'm telling you to go with the pancakes, baby.
Okay.
All day long.
I feel like I love pancakes, but because this is week one, it's a special occasion, bring out the waffles.
Yeah, I'm more of a waffle guy
myself.
Bring
the waffles, whipped cream, strawberries.
Waffle House over IHOP, man. Just is what it is.
I'm torn. Pancakes, waffles.
That's not even a conversation. But you gotta get the blueberries inside of the pancake mix, so that way they're cooked into them. Oh, so good.
Squidbilly, I never took you as a Micah. That sounds too normal of a name, and then you go by Squidbilly. Look, he tweeted at us that I might be paying off Day-Day.
Read it, Louise.
All right, fine. He said, might be some money flowing from Tiff Blackman's crossbody bag into D's pockets. Ruling was suspect, and my call was cut off when I called him out on it. Oh, Day-Day.
Oh, Day-Day. Oh, okay. Censoring free speech back there.
He also said I was corny.
He was cut off back there.
He said I was corny for listening to Eye of the Tiger.
But Day-Day said he hung up, so Day-Day was like, maybe he'll call back. I don't know.
Now, there's two sides to every story, and we've got the other side.
You got that side. I did not hang up on that man. We were talking.
Mike was in the room.
I wasn't controlling the phone.
And I just hung up back there.
That's
Day-Day. Tell you what.
I am an honest man.
I mean,
that didn't sound honest right there. I'm not going to lie, Day-Day, but I know you are. I know you are.
I thought he was.
I love that, man. That's so good.
Second thoughts.
I want you to rap for us one more. And I want to put you on the spot.
You don't have to do it today.
But just think, let it marinate.
Actually, write us a morning shift rap, and then you can be on your entrance.
Squidbillion also said, you're corny if you ever looked yourself in the mirror and said,
I just said that. But I didn't look myself in the mirror. I drove in my Pontiac Bonneville back in the day to my game.
Was it red?
No, it was black. It was my mom's car. It was like passed down.
I don't know. Neither one of y'all were here the day that Dylan, that we went in on Dylan about the TV situation. Neither one of y'all.
No, but
here.
I heard about it. That's...
It was.
Wait, what?
I'll have to tell you, Tiff, on the other side of the break about Dylan's viewing setup. It's one of the most unbelievable things I've ever heard. I stopped the show mid-show and I was like, dude, there's no way this is a real story.
Does he know how many TVs he can buy for one trip to Brazil?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because he can fill his whole apartment up with TVs.
I'll tell you that story, Tiff. It's crazy.
All right. Can't wait to hear that when we come back, as well as get you caught up on your Braves and the Rockies. Stay with us here on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
This is from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Science with Sportsman.
Mornings on the Game means more of the morning shift.
Nice. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
2-2. And there is strike three, and there is strikeout number 200 this year for Chris Sale, the first lefty to record 200 Ks in a season in franchise history.
That's right. Exactly what Brandon Gaudin said on the call for your Braves. The Braves beat the Rockies 3-0, and Chris Sale notching his name in Braves history.
Well, can I tell Skip to calm down for a minute? He wants to know the answer to the turtle question and whether or not a turtle is homeless or naked when he doesn't have a shell on him. I'm like, dude, just calm down for a little bit, Skip. I don't know the answer to that. I thought he was making a joke. Yeah, no, I don't know the answer to that. It could be either one. I don't do turtles. I would say he's probably going to survive with that.
Unless
shell?
It's maybe it wasn't a living turtle. Like maybe something got it out of its shell. I just always saw it from the sky.
Turtles are odd animals, anyways. They're just weird.
They're kind of strange.
Yeah.
What?
They want to be aggressive, but they're ultimately really shy at the same time. Because if you know, some of them will snap you, but the others will snap you and then go back in your shell. So it's kind of like not fair game.
Defense mechanism.
But if you're gonna snap, you better stand there to get snapped
it's
back
that
on.
You guys, you can relate to that.
Yeah. No, I'll go toe to toe.
You put your hood up.
Yeah, but I'll still go. Hey, hood up or not, I'll go toe to toe with you. I mean, squids don't back
bumper
down.
To bumper.
Before we get
spray
to
some ink at you.
Before we get to the Braves talk, I got to tell you this Dylan question.
Please
with this
do.
Team. So Dylan's hosting the show while you're across the pond, and Dylan's doing a good job. And I just brought up a topic of whether or not it's okay to have a TV in the bedroom. Some people don't believe in having TVs in the bedroom. It's just, you know, to go to sleep and for other things. You know, some people don't believe in TV in the bedroom. So I said something to Dylan, and I said, do you believe in having TV in the bedroom? He said, well, yes, but we only have one TV in our home. And he was like, so every night when we're done watching in the living room, we unplug it, we scoop it up, and we take it to the bedroom and plug it in. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? And I said, how big is this TV? And he goes, I don't know, 32, 37, something like that. And I was like, nah, man, no, absolutely not. You will not. First of all, you can't work in sports radio and you're rocking a 32-inch TV in your living room. Can't do that.
Yeah, Abe's got like six 32-inches in his.
I mean, Dylan's some about the size of a computer monitor. We had so many people calling that day, and they were like, dude, I would literally start a GoFundMe for you.
For you to get a TV. Like,
not only that, Tiff, he was talking about, how, you know, he streams. He uses Twitch or whatever it is, and he streams Mario Kart. He's doing that on the TV, too. And he's rocking the phone and all these different things. I was like, dude.
We just have spare TV circulating in my family. Who wants this TV? Who needs a TV?
I said the same thing. I said, dude, and we went through and I did a head count. I was like, I think I have 9 in my house right now. And these TVs just are not as expensive as they used to be.
They're not.
I bought like a 55-inch for like $180 on Prime Day.
But maybe it's not a priority. I just have one and it's in my living room. I don't do the TV in the bedroom thing anymore.
I see where you're trying to go with it not being a priority. But if he's going to unplug it and take it in there, it's a priority.
Yeah. Oh, yes. You know what I mean? But maybe purchasing it is not maybe he'd rather spend money on a trip to Brazil, going to see another country.
But it's not an expensive part. Like, so, for instance.
What's expensive for
okay, well, I'm going to tell you something. A trip to Brazil is expensive. And a TV is not, and one of them was purchased and the other was not. That's
one
I'm pulling.
A lifetime experience, and one is not.
Let me tell you,
I appreciate what you're trying to do. It's just not.
Not seeing Chris Sale reach 200 strikeouts the first time in Braves history as a lefty, that's a life experience for me. I will say this, though. I was back, and when I was, Amy and I were in one of our, I think, second apartment or third apartment together, we had a TV upstairs in our bedroom that it was one of those. What were the, Mike, you'd know this, the TVs that used to have to warm up, was it the plasma? Was it plasma that used to warm up? I can't remember. But you'd
it was the plasma.
It had like a heating, there was a heating
coil. Couldn't
leave
it on.
Well, you
could leave on the same channel.
Yeah.
Well, it went bad, the heating coil, to turn it on. And I had a hair dryer.
No, you did not.
I had a hair dryer left in there.
Stop.
And I would use the hair dryer. On the back of the TV,
oh my God.
Where the heating coil would heat that thing up, and then
plasma was probably $1,000 too.
Yeah,
and then the TV would turn on. So I did that for 3 years until I got a new TV. I think, I asked for a cheap TV for Chris, like a 40-inch, and I got it.
Yeah,
and so I put the one downstairs, which was already older, upstairs, and a new one was in. But yeah, so. Dude, you gotta do what you gotta do.
I need a new one. My the guy that I used to mount my TVs shamed me. They're like, oh, we can't just use the regular bracket for this one. We got to go get the heavy duty because my TV is like an old Samsung
got like glass.
That the back is like. And I was like, what? I don't feel like buying a TV. So maybe I need to step it up. I guess.
I'm on the flip side of that. I have an issue. My wife's like, do not buy another TV. I'm like, I might. I don't know. Maybe stick one in the kitchen. I don't know. It could get weird.
I like to sit in silence a fair amount of the time.
Sports programming on in the background is quiet noise for me.
Therapeutic.
It's like a box fan. You know how some people, Jake tweeted us earlier and said he has to take a box fan to a hotel? That is my box fan, bro. That is my box fan. That is how.
I hear you, but sometimes it's okay to like to unplug.
Well, I think,
but it
people,
is unplugging for me. I just roll over, close my eyes, and listen.
Different forms of therapy. Different people have different forms of therapy. Who was it we talked to during the preseason, though, that needed the box fan? Was that Drake?
It might have been Drake. Yeah, it might have been Drake.
I think
or
it was Drake.
It was Drake, I think. Yeah. He said box fan. But to your point, I've got a TV on my deck, a screen and porch. I've got TV in the living room, TV in the master, two TVs in the basement. I got a computer monitor that I'm using as a TV in the garage.
Because
I got the Fire Stick plugged into it. So is that six or seven?
Sounds like y'all got problems.
That's not a problem.
And I'd like to put a corner TV in my basement, kind of like, you know, how they have them in bars. Yeah. But I don't know.
Don't even have time.
I mean, if I ever, that's the thing. Like, if I ever had like a kid or something, I've always been told they take over things. I'd probably have another TV. Because I still got to have two for me.
Why don't you ask the resident dad?
Yeah, I can confirm. I have double TVs in the basement next to each other. One for them, one for me. If I want to watch anything that I want to watch during the day without them screaming about it, then yes. It's just one of those things.
Hey, Mike, do you have the big TV or the little TV?
I have the little one.
Yeah. Same.
Shamefully. Actually, I saw your setup that you tweeted. I have the exact same setup. The exact same setup. They get the one that's nice and mounted and it's over the mantle and mine's just off to the side. Yeah, that's okay, though.
If Chris Sell, I want to bring us back for a second before we go to break. If Chris Sell wins the Triple Crown as a pitcher, there's no way.
You're watching a little TV.
Well, that's right. But there's no way he doesn't win the Cy Young. And I think there might be no way the Braves don't make the playoffs. Because I think that could help. I think that, because you remember, he's going to get three or four more starts. It's at least three or four more wins. You're going to get quality from Fried and Schwellenbach.
I think you need to be careful. The Braves have come up with ways to curse this season this year. For you to say that if he wins the Triple Crown, the Braves make the playoffs, I don't think there's nothing about this Braves team that's been a shoo-in this year. Nothing. Well, you know, if this person does this, then they're going to win this game. Dude, nothing about it has landed in that way. Nothing. Ronald Acuna, from top to bottom. Ozzie Albies, whatever you want to talk about, from top to bottom, nothing's landed that way.
Did you hear Whit Merrifield's comments last night?
Yes, I did.
He got hit in the head with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. It looked like it might even not even hit his helmet. And afterwards, he, just for those listening, I'll sum it up. He was angry, yelled at the pitcher on the way out, and he talked about how there's no repercussions for pitchers and that teams know what they're doing because teams are bringing up pitchers and they're just saying, throw it as hard as you can and try to come near the plate and guys will swing, which is not wrong, but guys are getting hurt. He mentioned how Austin got hurt, how Michael almost got hurt, how Travis was out a few games, and he's like, it's going to get somebody killed. Now, he's on the rules committee. Should pitchers, if they hit a guy in the head or they put a guy on the IR, or the IL, I should say, should there be any kind of repercussions? No.
Question, it's a little bit different than watching because it's not a, like football, right? You can try to judge the intent of a tackle. A lot of these new rules, the hip drop tackle, all this kind of stuff, you can try to judge what's happening. It's easier to see you put your hands on somebody and then try to twist or bend in a certain way.
Right.
A ball can easily be misdirected out of your hand. So I don't know how you could judge intent to punish somebody in baseball unless there was something happened before and you can clearly see someone throwing it at someone's head. But other than that,
I think it's a great question. I know most of the time when guys are getting hit in the head, it is, I mean, I would say 99 out of 100 times when a guy's hit high, it is unintentional because I don't think there's your outlier. What I would tell you is I think you could do kind of like how in NBA so many technical fouls gets you you suspended for a game. I think you could do something in baseball where to make pitchers kind of hone in on accuracy that so many wild pitches can maybe you get fined or suspended to start. Because, look, I'm not kind of be a totalitarian, a dictatorship kind of thing or anything like that, but there should be some repercussion. Guys are losing money. Guys are losing playing time. Their careers are being put in jeopardy because there's no repercussions for teams to bring up guys and just let them throw as hard as they can and try to, and people are getting hurt out of it. So they're put in something that is not
over the
top. Put the
net in like
top.
Batting practice. That's what I would say.
No.
I'm joking. I'm saying that's what I would do. Hey, when we come back here, we have some steak tips coming up. So stay with us. We'll be right back on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The countdown to college football on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is presented by T-Mobile.
Morning Shift.
All of them are really, really hot.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
My goodies, not my goodies.
I got a sick reputation for handling brawls. All I need is me a few seconds more, then it's a wrap. Double A to bring my lap.
We are back here on The Morning Shift, and we got a Nate Peterman sighting here in Atlanta. Not necessarily a real sighting, but they just signed him.
Yeah, signing the Peace Squad. We kind of guessed that this would probably happen when you look at the fact that you traded Taylor Heinicke. You still had one of those slots for a veteran arm, and it made a lot of sense for it to be on the practice squad because right now you want that 53-man roster slot opened up, and you had that when you got rid of Taylor Heinicke. And Nathan Peterman, I guess, kind of fits the bill. He's a veteran quarterback. He's been around. He's started some games. He's thrown some touchdown passes. He's thrown some interceptions.
Yeah.
But look, man, you bring him in the room, and hopefully he can get going and do some good things. But he'll be on the P squad for now. I don't mind it. I don't. I'm gonna be honest. I haven't like just studied the waiver wire to see what other veteran quarterbacks are available. But when you talk about guys wanting to be on the practice squad at this point in their career, when they've been in the NFL 5, 6, 7 years, then Nathan Peterman's probably a pretty good option.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. How do you feel about it, Bo?
Well, I think the reality is you want someone taking snaps and running, like Mike said, kind of that scout team look. But the reality of the situation is if Nathan Peterman takes a snap for you in a real game, things have went terribly wrong.
Yes.
I don't expect him to be active. I don't expect the Falcons to – You see, in order for him to be active on game day as the third quarterback on the practice squad, he has to use one of the 48 roster spots. So I don't expect they'll do that. I think that they'll run with Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix. The only time I think they maybe might do that is if Cousins was questionable going into a game or a game time decision. And then if he was a game time decision, they say, you know what, he's going to go. Then you might elevate Peterman up for that game and take a roster spot from somebody else in case Cousins did get hurt, or if it was Penix, whichever. But I don't expect him to be active any game days.
No, I don't either. And the question would be, honestly, if something happened to your top two, what would you do long term? What would be the move you'd make? I think you'd go out and probably trade for somebody else.
You have to.
I think you'd try to go out and get a. Jameis Winston or somebody like that to come in and lead the team. Now, I know there's people out there rolling their eyes going, that's not much better, but it is what it is.
It's better than Nathan Peterman.
Yeah, you wouldn't roll with that long term.
Let's not mince words. Jameis has struggled at times. He is still
a different quarterback.
A completely different quarterback than Nathan Peterman. That's the worst case scenario for every team in the NFL, and that's not a knock on Nathan Peterman. That's a reality. You know what, Day-Day? The reality is steak is here. Let's hit some steak tips.
The godfather of Atlanta sports radio has now stepped in the building.
Now you come to me and you say, give me justice, but you don't ask for respect. You don't offer friendship. You don't even think to call me godfather.
It's Wednesday on The Morning Shift.
It's Wednesday.
And Wednesdays are reserved for steak tips.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Good morning,
Good
y'all.
Good morning, Steak.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to see you.
What's up, man?
Enjoying the morning show, as always.
Thanks.
On a very exciting week to be in Atlanta. That's all I can say. Very exciting. I was so excited to get you. You hear me? Yesterday, I could have done 5 hours yesterday.
Yeah.
Every day, Dukes and Bell. But maybe yesterday, this week, I could do 5 hours every day.
Some of us did 5 hours last week.
Yeah, no, you did. You guys sounded great.
I don't know if you got to hear my Ann welcome on Friday. I did it when Bo was sitting in with Sandy, and I was like, I got one more left in the chamber. And I just hammered it.
I mean, it was awkward. It wasn't great.
Better than yours.
Did you say it was awkward? What?
I don't know. I'm asking.
No.
He has a look in his face.
I mean, it was okay.
He's a hater.
I can't give props. All right, a couple quick things I want to do on steak tips today. So, had two fantasy drafts last night.
Ooh.
Got Sandra Golden in her first fantasy league ever. She's
Ooh.
In the Bread and Butter Atlanta Eats Fantasy League. And she picked first last night. And it got me thinking of how much are we going to talk about that on the air? How much are we going to talk about it off the air? And then I was thinking about those topics that many have to make a concession that you just don't want to hear people talk about. Like the stuff, like talking about your fantasy team for 95% of the people you talk to are like, Nobody really cares.
I'm one of those people.
Right, you're one of those people.
I'm sorry, I'm a fantasy hater.
I was like, what are some of those other topics? March Madness and your bracket. I talk about this. Nobody wants to know who you have coming out of the West or the fact you had a 5-12 upset or, like, take out your bracket, tell me about your fantasy team. These are topics that mostly men want to share, right?
Nobody, it's the bad beats in gambling for the most part.
Another great.
Nobody cares about
that. Or how about they want to say, dude, I had Louisiana Tech last night +8. How great a call was that?
Yeah.
Right? It's like when Floyd Mayweather used to post when he'd make a $500,000 bet in Vegas and win.
Yeah.
And it's like, bro,
you're already rich.
Yeah, well, that. And why do you never post? Yeah. The losing tickets.
It's been 6 months since you last posted a winning ticket.
Yeah.
So you didn't have a loser in there?
Right.
Don't you live in Vegas?
Yeah.
So, what are we doing here?
You know one, I know everybody in this room, everybody in this floor has probably gotten this, but you go to a party or an event, somebody finds out kind of what you do, and they're like, hey, what do you think the Falcons should do this offseason? Well, I tell you what I think they should do, and then they start telling you everything they thought.
Right.
Like, I don't care what you think the Falcons should do this offseason. I mean, I'll talk to you about it, but it's like, I get it. You asked me.
Do you
want to know?
Is that like the orthopedic who, like, you're sitting with him at a dinner party and just like, dude, my shoulder is just all jacked up here. Maybe you want to take me in and just, yeah. Or like.
And I'm guilty of that, too. Hey, what do you do for a sore tricep?
The kids' conversation, listen, there's a lot of folks that. And this is a mommy thing. Dads don't inundate other dads with talking about their kids.
100%.
They just don't. Yeah. I'll go away on a 4-day trip, 5-day trip with my buddies. I'll come home. My wife will be like, hey, I heard that Ella's looking to go to college in North Carolina. I was like, oh, I don't know. It's like, yeah, and I heard that so-and-so's, she wants to become a professional dancer.
So spot on.
And it's like,
my wife comes home from work with 10 different ideas of how to approach something my kid's going through.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what, did you just go to work all day for like a parenting seminar? Like, how did this happen?
But so
that's kind of what she does, though.
Well, so talking about your kids, some of the things not everybody really wants to hear. I'm going to say pets sometimes, too. Like, you know, when you're too much of a dog person, I'm not pointing fingers or anything else. But there's certain...
just go ahead and say my, you know.
Just
I don't
like
do it on...
Kids, dogs, fantasy, your gambling...
That's fair.
Right?
It's
fair. There just gets to be stuff.
But in fairness, I talk about my dog with other dog people, but Mike talks about it. Mike does talk about his kids.
Well, and
we have a lot of listeners.
The place to do that probably is on social, because you know that you get the folks want to, get into that whole thing. But there are just read the room, right?
Yes.
Read the room.
I think what Tiffany's trying to say is that she never talks about her dog on air, which is completely
no,
false.
No, I didn't say that I didn't.
It sounded like you were saying that.
I'm saying that it's a you do the same thing. I'm just dragging you down with me.
So what are the other topics where folks just can't help themselves?
Mine's
right?
Not really a topic or a conversation, but here's the comment. You ready for this?
Hey, buddy. How tall are you, man? You're a big dude. How tall are you?
I've been like this my whole life. Like, what do you want me to say? What do you want me to say? I get that all the time.
That's pablum conversation, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't really care about the last round of golf you played.
That's a good one.
Or what you did on the par five.
Right.
And how
the golf guys can't get out of their own way. Course they're playing. I'm going later on this summer. I'm going to Bandon Dunes or I'm going here. That's awesome.
How
dude.
Much do you lift, like, bro? Oh. I don't care about how much. I don't care how much you did on the flat bench.
Dude, my wedge has been on fire lately.
I don't need to hear about the tinkering you made of your golf swing. Right. You know, recently with your golf lesson.
Yeah. I'll tell you that, Mike.
Right.
It's like, you do?
No. Yeah.
I wasn't.
Well, let me tell you something. Don't act like you don't tell me about your kids now either. Let me tell you something.
I never once said I don't talk about my kids. I never once said that.
He didn't say that.
You gotta talk. Or the pickleball. Playing a lot of pickle these days, too.
Yeah.
Playing a lot of pickle. It's like, okay. Like, yeah.
Good for you.
Really into pickle these days, man. Where are you playing pickle? Yeah, I'm playing down the street. I said, they built some new courts in the JCC. Awesome, dude. Yeah, I'm playing a lot of pickle.
I'll tell you one thing. Save me your latest diet fad, too, that won't work because you won't follow it.
Wow, that one. That what are you doing? Heavy.
Yeah.
That was
heavy-handed right there.
Well, I hear those too.
You could have just said, "Save me the diet."
If somebody asks you about your workout, but you don't have to be offering
you
have
to share it.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And I get this, this new
or a water cleanse.
Basically, any conversation starts with
that.
Hey, here's
was
what
a
you
show
need to do.
Conversation, Tiffany, because more than one person
so
on the show did.
Just understand your audience. If somebody wants to talk golf, it's another golfer. Somebody wants to talk animals, it's that person. Is a dog person as well?
Yeah.
I don't sit here and talk to Sandra about Bobby's soccer game. She doesn't like children. So why would I bother her?
That's
why we get along.
You just took this conversation, and we all took shots at each other. You even took a shot at someone not even in the room.
Well, she'll be in the room in a second. Yeah. So Sandy's in. Lots to get to this morning.
And we want
to
hear all about you if you ever see us on the street.
Absolutely. So that's coming up. We'll tell you about, her first ever fantasy draft. A great reaction from the Braves clubhouse. We've been waiting for the petty party of Dabo Swinney. And Jen Hobby will be here as well, coming in at 10 o'clock. FSU, we got a couple FSU girls who are not happy these days.
Yeah.
That's coming up on the Steakhouse.
All right, that's it for us here on the Morning Shift. Steakhouse is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Stay cool, Atlanta.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.